It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, 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 welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Today's winner will be joining me on TV tonight, Saturday, for Fox News Saturday Night. It's a 10 p.m. show. I am hosting it. If you've never seen it before, essentially there's a weekly host. You know, 1 week it's Kennedy, 1 week it's Tyrus, 1 week it's Kat. You know, Tom Shalhoub has hosted it. And then I host it as well. It's like a rotation of hosts. And maybe at some point they'd give the show to somebody permanently. Ahem! I don't know. Not that I have any ideas or preferences myself. But the point is, it's always an honor to host national TV on a Saturday night. In fact, it's a really big deal. And in those situations, I always want to bring along some of my favorite people to share the experience. Like I had Lincoln on the first time I hosted it. This week, I have our game ball winner, Charles McBee. And why is McBee getting the game ball? Because he joined us on the radio Friday, and we kind of yucked it up and took a look into the controversy regarding the Jason Aldean song. And I had a couple of laughs and previewed the TV show you're going to watch tonight. But my favorite thing about McBee, and it's one of the reasons he's probably as prized of a guest as we have on this show, is he and I are criminally uncomfortable talking about issues of race. We spent a lot of time together hanging out. We spent a lot of time on the road as comedians. And we're never bothered by the words either of us share, okay? Because we know we're both coming from a good faith place. So whether we agree or not, it's an easy conversation to have, no matter how hard the subject matter might be for normal people. So I wanted to highlight that because we happen to be living in a pretty divided moment in America right now. And I also just wanted to shamelessly plug tonight's TV show. So if you get a chance, check that out for sure. It replays on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. If you missed the Saturday night go-round, you can always catch it again on Sunday. But either way, buckle up because Charles McBee joins us now to accept his game ball.
What's happening, Captain?
Are you pumped up for our first and only appearance on Saturday Night TV together?
I can't wait.
I think this is like my strategy because, you know, it's me, you, Brenberg, Gina Brion, who's fantastic. The plan is to get on TV and talk like we all know each other because we do. So I'm telling the American people now, we're not doing TV. Like, we're not performing. Like, there will be people there with cameras, but I can promise you this will be the most unedited conversation in the history of TV.
Oh, the dump button will get – is there a dump button in TV?
I don't know. I should have asked about this before I agreed to book you, but it's going to be bad. I was looking at the rundown. Now, the truth is, a lot of the things we're talking about tomorrow are like, you know, bombshell news of the week and stuff like that. But that being said, we all have a tendency, you know, to keep it real, as the kids say, to keep it 100, right?
That's right.
There you go. So Charles McBee, myself, Brian Brenberg, Gina Brion, one of your all-time favorites, Ted Nugent, will be there. It's going to be great. So Fox News Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. First of all, before we get into the other things, I want to talk about the Jason Aldean story. Did you see this story about cocaine sharks down in Florida?
No, okay. I saw Cocaine Bear. Is that not the same
it's
thing?
It's not a spinoff. No, so listen.
I'm like, everyone's on strike. Now they're just rolling out whatever they got left on the cutting room floor.
Cocaine parakeet. Rah! It just screams at you in the cage.
All starring Ice Cube for some reason.
They just keep throw cocaine in the title. They did Cocaine White House last week. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Cocaine White House is whatever it takes. So stick with me. This is a real story. Apparently, you know, the trafficked narcotics that get dumped overboard from time to time when the feds come and a boat's speeding and stuff like that is causing, they believe, some sharks to get hopped up on cocaine and start attacking people and fighting one another. I think that's amazing.
That's incredible. The sharks attacking people and fight as if they haven't done that before. Like, that sounds like shark sharking. Like, if you heard someone that got eaten by a shark, would you go, well, was the shark on cocaine? Was it high? I can't believe a shark would do that.
How do we know it's influencing behavior, you're saying?
Right.
That's funny. Well, yeah, the sharks are just making a lot of big plans now. They never get around to eating the people. They just plan
to. Well, now I know why they're swimming so close to the shore all of a sudden. They're like, hey, we got to get some more of this stuff. Somebody get us a score.
I love this story. Cocaine shark, and you're blaming it on the writer's strike, which I respect. I respect. It might not be true. I mean, anything can happen. Anything can happen in the news now. You just need, if someone tweets about it and a reporter's willing to write about it, it can become, and that's how the outrage movement started. It'd be like three guys with an egg profile for a picture would be angry at a celebrity, and someone would write an article going, Twitter is outraged.
Exactly.
And then all it needed was another outlet to pick up the first outlet's report, and now you had a moment. You had a rage cycle. You had something going on.
And it all started on a toilet.
It did.
Which is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Well, it's actually appropriate considering what you do in a toilet because it all holds the same value in the end.
Exactly.
But this Al Dean thing, we got to get into this, McBee. And the story is, let me give you the full case history of this video.
Speaking of outrage.
Hey, girl. Jason Al Dean actually recorded this song in May. And it been on the charts doing nothing. It was kind of, you know, came and went. It's a country anthem. Don't mess with our town. You know, classic country. But a little more, you know, provocative, to be clear, you know, because it was showing a lot of images of protest from the summer of 2020, current violent incidents, mass gunmen, rapists, robbers, looters, you know, stores on fire, stuff like that. Okay, when he cut that video about a week ago, CMT saw it and was like, whoa, it's a little out there, because he was basically saying F around and find out.
Right.
Them pulling the video got conservatives up in arms because they were like, how dare you pull the video? Which, of course, liberals then said, it was racist. You shouldn't have put the video out in the first place. And here's where we are. Now, thankfully, I'm actually happy for the existence of this controversy because I didn't want to pretend to be mad at Barbie for the whole weekend. Because I'm not mad at the bar. I don't care what they do in the Barbie movie. Like, I saw Ted Cruz on the other night yelling. Before I went on Waters World, Ted Cruz was on saying this communist Marxist. I'm like, it's just, who cares? It's a Barbie movie. And you can't win as a conservative yelling about it because anybody can just cut that clip of you yelling and going, you know, over at Fox what they're doing right now, right? The world's on fire. They're yelling at freaking Barbie over there. And then we look nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. And to be clear, you could take exception to the fact that Barbie and the social justice warriors in Hollywood edited the film because communist China wasn't going to show the film if they didn't do it their way. Now, that matters. If people are going to tell you they're here for social justice and they're placating the biggest human rights abusers in the world. That being said, you still just picked a fight with a Barbie doll and you can't look good doing it.
Also, no one's bursting into your home, putting up a projector screen, and forcing you and your family to watch the Barbie movie like Clockwork Orange.
Boom! Which brings me to Jason Al Dean, McBee. Which brings me to Jason Al Dean. Are the liberals actually just giving this offensive comment, commentary? Aren't they amplifying it and bringing this problematic imagery to more people?
When I tell you, I didn't know who or what Jimmy Dean, I thought it was a sausage. I don't know who this guy is. I never heard of it until now. I'm telling you, it's thank God for white liberals. Otherwise, I, as a black man, wouldn't know what to be offended by. I wouldn't know when to be outraged and angry.
What's supposed to be upsetting to you is explained to you by white people. It's my favorite thing in the world. But here's the other thing, okay? Because he doesn't actually, in his defense of the song, he says he never once mentioned race. He was talking about civic pride. And the take on The View was, it's just The View. Not that you know anybody that ever worked there. Or were related to anybody who ever worked there. But stick with me. We'll get past that in a minute. How is your sister, by the way?
She's great. She sends her love.
Charles's sister, Sunny Hostin. I'm kidding. Not true. Not true. Not true. But stick with me. The take on The View was, you know, it's racist because he's singing about small towns, white people, right, that stick up for their town. But isn't it kind of demonstrating a profound ignorance of the black community to believe they don't live in small towns and care about them?
It's a reach. It's a far reach. Listen, the thing about this is, one, Like you said, he didn't mention race or anything in there. It's a classic, you know, country song kind of trope of like, we love our country, we love our towns and all that kind of stuff. Fine. Maybe if you're on the left and you want to be politically outraged or whatever, fine, I don't care. But the idea that this is what's destroying, or this song is ruining the black community, or threatening the black community, I'm sorry, you want to take a look at the hip-hop charts, because there's some lyrics and songs that, and I love hip-hop, but there are some songs that are pretty problematic when it comes to, you know, targeting black people or disparaging the black community, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well.
So I'd rather focus on that first before some arbitrary kind of, you know, vague song about really just saying, hey, don't come and destroy our communities or burn. So what did he say? Threaten, robbing and pillaging and all that kind of stuff. Anybody would not want that. Responsible citizen, black or white, which is really, to me, the racist thing. Do you think that black people welcome rioting and looters?
Yes, they do. And it's psychotic. Like, oh, listen to these white people caring about keeping crime under control.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Charles McBee is on the line, and we're having a way too comfortable conversation about race for the year 2023. But that's what we do. No, that's the scam of the whole thing. And, like, you know, my bigger concern, because, yeah, you draw this distinction where you say rap lyrics talk about killing women, killing each other, gang violence, everything in between. I was, one of my first Ice Cube songs I ever heard was a skit about a drive-by where it's not comedic. They're just giving you a drive-by. You're like, wow, everyone's dead? And it's real. And I was like, wow, this is going on? But again, even so, I think there's another point to be made that we should probably be more concerned as a society with the people doing it than the people singing about it or the people rapping about it. Like, yes, if you were going to have this debate, maybe, yeah, you parse rap lyrics as well. But my bigger concern is just the people doing it as a whole. It's like, so Jason Aldean shows 33 clips of people being robbed, lit on fire, stabbed, shot, cop cars burnt, stores looted. Nobody takes the time to go, you know, about that robbery over there. They just talk about the singer. And it's like, you don't have to like the singer, but the reason the problem doesn't go away is we're focusing on, it's like when they police jokes, you focus on the comedian instead of the subject. How many times could you tell a joke about R. Kelly hitting on young girls and a crowd would be like, ooh. And you're like, yo, I didn't do it. What are you looking at me for?
I 100% agree. Like I said, you know, I'm a fan of rap. I'm not as familiar with country, but I kind of get the sentiments of most of it. But yeah, from what I learned about the song so far, thank you, white liberals, is that he's talking about a lot of things that most people, most rational people, are also against. Yeah. And even as the black community, even when we are angry with police or police brutality or whatever the case might be, we still advise against spitting in some random cop's face or whatnot. Like, we still preach against that kind of stuff. So what he's talking about, you know, it reminds me really quick. It reminds me of that funny sketch. And remember when Tom Hanks was on SNL and there was the Jeopardy sketch and he was like a Southern, you know, white guy. Uh-huh. And then they were talking about how him being a Southern white guy actually has a lot in common with like black people than they might realize.
Yeah.
country music. And I feel like black music kind of has a lot in common, even when we start to like dig through it. And we pretty much want the same thing. Yeah. We want safe communities and we want to stop the pillaging and robbing and stuff too. I don't get the big deal.
People want to get paid. People want to get laid. I say it all the time. Doesn't matter what the race is. If you boil down country music and rap music, what is most rap music? Check out this money and the girl I'm going to hook up with because of it. you know, check out this car. I mean, that's country music, but it's pickup trucks instead of cars. You know what I mean? And it's girls right. and beer and America and everything in between. Of course, we all have the same values. I mean, that's the part that, like, no one is acknowledging, okay? The reason racism was a successful entity for as long as it was is it's a byproduct of ignorance. People don't understand other cultures, so they might fear it, they might resent it, whatever the case may be. But when we integrated society, and now we are beyond integrated. And if you don't believe me, you haven't been to a porn site in the last 10 years. Like, there is, I mean, there is stuff going on out there, McPhee. Wow. My goodness gracious. And I'm not talking about just these two races. Okay. There's a lot of races out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very integrated.
And we are.
Yeah. There's nothing more progressive than a porno site.
You want to talk about inclusion? my word, we are all in this together, as they say.
That's right. Family values to a whole nother level.
Oh man, holy heck! But you know, the point is, as we've integrated society, we realize at this point, like, we're all kind of just doing the same things, you know, and that's why. The people who are still trying to, like, reduce us to this basic conflict, one, I think it's completely wrong, and I think we've spent a lot of time on that here. But two, I also think it speaks to an ignorance about racism as a whole, because I can tell you as a cab driver, when I got into a cab for the first time, I thought black and white racism was like a tier one racism. I thought it was like the Neiman Marcus of department stores, like the big one. Black and white, we're like a mom and pop racism compared to other ethnicities.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you got into the Latino community, if you got into the Asian community, the things that would happen.
Yeah.
No, we are just, we're pikers. We're very entry level. I didn't know that. But did people get into your cab and start talking about other ethnicities within their race? Ooh,
right.
Man.
Holy cow.
We could probably stop now while we're still allowed to get on TV tomorrow night.
Listen, all I'll say is I don't mind the song. The song's great. I did mind that he did it in blackface, but I was a little shocked by that.
He did not, McPhee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He did not.
Know. It was wrong video.
That was my idea, but he said no. I'm kidding. Good for you. Take that, McPhee. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. I will see you tonight on the TV. I'll be back on your radio Monday morning, ready to roll. Have the best weekend allowable by law.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.